rightful pigs have to stop brutalizing our community, or we're going to take up guns and drive them out.
Well, hello there. This is Cheap Pooch Live.
Yeah, we are here live in the studio.
Island Girl with Joey Von Frankenstein.
That's right. They left my name off the flyer on the radio, but that's okay.
I didn't make a flyer, so there you go.
I think Radio Valencia just had it posted, and it's all really nice. It's like a bunch of cocktails. I'm like, ooh, Joey should be there with a shot of whiskey.
Right on.
But yes, we are back. We're back.
We are so back. It is so good to be back.
Beautiful day out here in San Francisco, California.
It's gorgeous out there.
Got to be almost 80. Bright skies, no clouds visible yet, but, you know, Carl's coming in a little bit. But, yeah, beautiful weekend. Great time. Porch Fest.
Yeah, little puffy clouds.
Yeah. It's real, real nice out there. But I know it's raining in the other parts of the country, but yeah, if you like some good weather, you know where to come out to, the Golden State. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely true. Well, I'll tell you what. Since we're just getting set up, I'm going to go ahead and put some music on to give us a few minutes to kind of get our rears in gear.
That's right.
Cheap Pooch.
Another beautiful day, yeah. Another beautiful day. Just another beautiful day, yeah.
Look at me.
another beautiful day, just another beautiful day.
aggressive, expressive. My heart's on the sleeve. You can pre-order me. You know what to do. We'll be right back.
I've never felt so much pain. We need time to rest. I wanna rip it out my arm, then I'll rip it out my chest, then I'll rip it out my head, cause we were the best. Then I'll rip it out my arm, then I'll rip it out my chest, then I'll rip it out my head, cause we were the best. Being possessed, I can't even speak or fly from the nest. So put me on a plane, get me up and dressed. I'll pay for the day to feel the love reinvest. I wanna rip it out my arm, then I'll rip it out my chest, then I'll rip it out my head, cause we were the best. Then I'll rip it out my arm, then I'll rip it out my chest, then I'll rip it out my head, cause we were the best. Manifest on the top of a crane, no bulletproof vest. I had to confess, cause we were the best. So we'll be right back.
What you hear in the background,
ooh,
is the brand spanking new,
brand new
Boards of Canada record. First record in 13 years.
13 years.
It's called Inferno, and it came out this past Friday. Before that, we heard a new song from Kelly Stoltz.
Yeah, we did. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Dug it.
And Kelly is playing a record release party next door to the station at the Makeout Room tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, I think probably 5 or 6.
If you were listening to us tonight, you should be maybe coming next door to the Makeout Room and say what's up to homeboy.
Yeah, exactly. And tell him Radio Valencia sent you.
That's right. Tell him Joey Von Frankenstein sent you. It might not get you in. It might get you kicked out. But
at least they'll remember you. They'll remember you. Yeah. So, you know, listeners, you'll have to forgive me. I have terrible allergies. And
this is the season.
It is the season. I feel and sound all phlegmy. I was out in the country.
As I'm like.
Yeah. But, you know, out in the country, just. I'm a city person, you know, time in the country, I'm just like
staying inside.
Yeah. I like a dark bar.
Yeah, we do. We all like a dark bar. It's kind of tough out here in the city, though, with it being sunny and 79 degrees. Yeah,
it's beautiful out there today.
Nothing's dark today. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, so I actually ordered this record, this album, last week, because I realized, you know, the last time we bought a Boards of Canada record, it was on CD.
Compact disc.
And yeah. Music Has a Right to Children, and I wanted this one on vinyl.
When did you get the compact disc?
13 years ago.
Yeah, no, I'm just... I just see almost a resurgence in CDs these days. Yeah. I work in a place and we have an advertisement that is obviously a CD player.
Right.
And I'm like, kids know what a CD player is these days? Like, so, you know, compact disc CD, get them while you can, love the imports, love all of it. But, now you get it on vinyl.
Yeah, but also, you know, nothing wrong with the CDs. It's just they were charging the same for CDs, which are cheap technology, as they were for vinyl.
That's a dying format right there. I don't even own a CD anymore. I mean, maybe a weird, like, I don't know, self-burn something, but I don't think I own, like, a professional or anything from any sort of label. I got rid of that a long time ago.
Well, we
that's when I sold my car.
Yeah,
20 years ago.
We have a bunch of CDs. Most of them are in storage. There are a couple things that have never been released on vinyl that the only reason we have a copy is because it's on CD.
And then that's a good reason. Yeah. I mean, I guess as long as you got a CD player to play it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just got this little Discman, and then I plug it in with an AV core. I got three, you know, we make it work.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. You got to have something that you can... get all the music through.
Yeah.
What we're really missing is a working tape player.
That's a tough one to come by these days.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm about to go to the Midwest. If I find, like, we want one for the console.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can't find this. Maybe I can get a cool fucking, see if I can't get a cool couple, like, car stereos or something.
We can just mount them into the stereo system.
They are rack mounted. I don't know. We'll see what I can come up with. But
I've got some great punk rock compilations on tape that are from you know, my friends.
Everybody
that made
does.
For me, you know. And when do I listen to them? Never.
Yeah, talk about a dying format. I mean, if anybody owns a cassette tape around there, you just give us a call.
Well, Joey, I understand you brought some vinyl.
I brought a couple of things from the stash. Not from the 230 I just got from Punk Rock Patrick and the Presidio, but if you were listening last week, I just... got a bunch of those cool fucking records, but no, we flipped through today and heard Liz was playing a bunch of cool female artists and current stuff, so I flipped through a bunch of my LPs, and you know I got a bunch of stuff with all the ladies on it.
Yeah, so, of course you do.
This is a lot of stuff, local stuff, that modern stuff within the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah,
even sooner. Groovy. So and they're all signed. But yeah, this is all, like, you know, It's got that good strong female influence to it. Well, I think you're gonna like it. It's gonna mash up really well.
Well, let's hear it.
All right. Well, let me take these cans off, put on the other ones, and we'll be right with you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. So, what we're hearing in the background, as I said, is Inferno, the new Boards of Canada record, and for Boards of Canada heads, you know, I traded a few text messages with friends in other parts of the world, like, hey, have you got the new Boards of Canada record yet? So, very cool that it has come out. We're all excited about it. Chee-pooch.
Thank you.